Let curiosity be your guide as Scientific American Travel takes you on a journey to faraway ports. For information, go to scientificamerican.com/travel.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This'll just take a minute. When you think about dog food, you probably picture more meat than potato. But a new study finds that, unlike wolves, dogs have genes that allow them to digest starch. That evolutionary adaptation may have helped fuel their domestication. The report is in the journal Nature. Dogs and wolves hail from a common canine ancestor, and though you can still see a strong resemblance, many traits distinguish the two today. Wolves have larger teeth and skulls than dogs do, and they're far less likely to bring you your newspaper and slippers. To figure out how such differences might have evolved, researchers compared the DNA of a dozen wolves and 14 different dog breeds, from Cocker Spaniels to German Shepherds, and they found 36 places where the dog's genes stray from those of the wolf. Some of these genes have to do with the brain, but a surprising number help pooches process carbs. That metabolic trick may have made it easier for dogs to stomach hanging around with humans, particularly once people started farming. The leftover grains in the scrap heap may have attracted animals that, over time, evolved an ability to carboload, and ultimately convinced them to stay.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.